Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great work week. It's almost over, so enjoy the weekend coming up. Relax, and don't forget to sneak in some prayer time with the Most High, because it'll make you healthier. Scientific evidence says so. We got a great show. We are going to empower you. We're going to be talking about being more responsible when it comes to our health, and what that means regarding some of the new survey information from the American Dietetic Association. So we got some stuff there. Plus, the second part of the show, we're going to be talking with John Monroe from Dr. Banker's group out in Colorado about some natural ways to improve our vision. So if you have vision issues, far-sighted, nearsighted, macular degeneration, we're going to find out what John has in store for us about how we can deal with those things in a natural, non-toxic way. So he's going to be joining us the second part of the show. Let's see. And also, coming up in the near future, actually the 8th. Pastor Ernie Sanders is going to be my guest. So he's going to be joining us to enlighten us on the spiritual area. And because, you know, good prayer does make you healthier. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to that, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for them always. God's hand of protection be on our men and women in service. Bring them home safe and sound. And while we're praying, while we're there hitting knees, we're going to pray that a righteous man and other members of the United States citizenship that have righteousness or close to the Most High can take positions of power and bring this nation back to help bring it back, one nation under God. But we as all Americans have to seek the Lord's face. We have to stop sinning. Break crow short. And he said if we do those things, he will hear and heal the land. And boy, don't we need a big healing in America. We certainly do. So we're going to pray for that righteous person to vote for, right? Right. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Thank you, Daffy. Hey, guess what they found? They found this old mummy out in the desert there in Egypt, 2,000 years old, they say he is. He's a little guy. He's 5'5" tall. He was about anywhere of age, according to what they discovered. A painful death. They did some x-rays and CT scans on the mummy, and they found a pattern of dense tumors measuring almost 0.59 inches. Ooh. Interspersed. The tumors were interspersed in the pelvic and lumbar spine area. So the bones had lesions, which were consistent, very suggestive of metastatic prostate cancer. Oldest known case of prostate cancer in ancient Egypt, but the second oldest in history, apparently. Prostate cancer or carcinoma typically spreads to the pelvic region, then the lumbar spine, and then up the arms and legs, ribs, ultimately casing all of the skeleton. So oldest case of prostate. They didn't have, I guess, the prostate herbs that Apothecary Herbs has. They didn't use those back then. They should have put that together. What else we have? New superbug drugs. Have you heard about this? Oh, yeah. This was a study done by David Neal from the University of Cambridge and his colleagues at the School of Addenbrooke Hospital. And their research is published in the British Journal of Urology. They were testing some of the new superbugs because the governments around the world are pressing pharmaceutical companies to come up with some new ways, new drugs to tackle this growing superbug problem, you know, the bugs that are resistant to antibiotics and so forth. So they had some experimental new drugs touted as a potential solution, but was a complete failure because Neil and his colleagues found that the drugs more likely for people to develop serious infections by 500%. Yeah, you take those drugs and you're susceptible. And so 500% increased risk in developing serious infections and complications, especially if you're in the hospital and having surgery. And now they're looking for drugs for that MRSA, you know. Don't give them that because they'll be, you know. All right, moving along. I'm going to ask you a question. What surface that you can think of will have the most bacteria and viruses on it, you know, that most people touch, you know, kind of spread the germs around? Well, interesting enough, according to Kimberly Clark Professional, which is part of Kimberly Clark Corporation, their personal hygiene unit, they went out and they swabbed surfaces all over the United States. Some of the biggest cities that they hit were Chicago, Miami, Dallas, Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. So the team of hygienists, you know, took hundreds of surface samples of everyday objects that we touch, and they came up with a list of objects that had a breeding ground for all sorts of filthy bacteria and bugs and viruses. And on the top of the list was your gas pump handle, full of bacteria, identified as the dirtiest surface in America. Now, next in line was the parking meter, and then kiosks, Oh, my goodness. Are you at the airport using one of those right now? Crosswalk buttons. You know, if you want to cross the street, you're supposed to push that button, and it changes the light so you can get that "you must walk" symbol. Those things are full of germs. Vending machine buttons, escalator rails, ATM buttons, and vending machine buttons, especially at shopping malls. Goodness. So, you know, what do you do? How do you protect yourselves from all these, you know, viruses? You know, you're talking about the kind that give you head colds and flu. Well, University of Virginia found hand sanitizers don't actually do anything to prevent the transmission of viruses and influenza, rhinoviruses. Hand sanitizers don't fix that. They don't protect you from nasty bugs like that. They say most hand sanitizers loaded with toxic chemicals and can actually cause health problems. They won't protect you from getting sick. That is from the University of Virginia. Better way to avoid these germs, you know, because, yeah, everybody's got to get gas in their car. They say use a paper towel or bring some disposable latex gloves or immediately wash your hands with soapy warm water after filling up your gas tank. Don't forget to take plenty of natural vitamin C and D and some of your powerful superfoods like garlic and the superfoods that are in the body food mix at Apothecary Herbs, plus a lot of their immune-boosting formulas to heighten your immunity and your resistance. Yeah, next time you're pumping gas, you'll remember that. And last but not least in the Quack Report, they say children's vitamins, largely made of sugar. We're going to go over some of that today, actually. Largely made of sugar, your gummy, chewable vitamins that you give the kids may actually harm their health rather than protect it. The sweetening ingredients they add to those things can put your kids at risk for obesity, diabetes, asthma, diarrhea, and other ailments. Some of the big brands, the Disney Princess Gummies, Disney doesn't actually make this product. They just rent out their name to NBTY Incorporated and their subsidiaries like Nature Smart and Rexall Sundown. But these companies paid over $2 million to the Federal Trade Commission because of false claims on their products that promoted healthy brain and eye development in kids. Flintstones Complete, it's pretty much the same, the corn syrup, the sugar, the gelatin, the cornstarch, the citric acid, the beeswax, pretty much their Flintstone vitamins, pretty much under the umbrella of Bayer, which is the German-based chemical company. You know them. They make the one-a-day vitamins, too, the Alka-Seltzer, the Aleve. They also make pharmaceuticals as well as high-tech materials for the automotive and construction industries. So, you know, read your labels, folks, on all that, because the most harmful ingredient you're going to see in a lot of those products is that high-fructose corn syrup, which does damage the teeth and decays the teeth, gives liver damage. Also, ADHD has been linked to it, as well as the manufacturing process will transform that corn starch into the high fructose, but they use a toxin, which is an embalming fluid, to do that, as well as mercury. So headaches, dizziness, burning eyes, asthma can all be caused because of the vitamin supplement you're taking that's really a petrochemical and it's not really organic. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Well, we're going to be talking about being more responsible out there. Who is responsible? Because the blame game is all over this planet. No matter what the subject, finances, politics, judicial, even health, you know, humans are not taking responsibility. However, nothing is more personal than your health. And it seems there are new products designed daily to assist us in not taking responsibility for our health. An example would be products made by PharmChem Laboratories. Have you ever heard about them? PharmChem Laboratories, namely their products called Phase 3. These products allow us to indulge in carbohydrates and sugar-rich diets to our heart's content. without any guilt because their products claim to block the absorption of the sugar by 25%, slow digestion to reduce absorption of the carbohydrates, and suppress appetite. So this product line is also called, quote, an easy science-based approach to manage food, beverages, confections, and weight. They list many clinical trials to support their claims. However, what else will this product do to your health when you cheat the laws of nature? And that's basically what you're trying to do, have your cake and eat it too. You got to remember, though, you can never forget that the companies hired that they hire to conduct clinical trials, they want their customers to come back and pay them more money. So what they're going to do with the results of these clinical trials, they must be favorable. And the unfavorable results have to be suppressed, you know. Good common sense tells us that you can't be a sugarholic and live very long and be healthy. You just can't. Eventually, the pancreas, the liver, the kidneys, the digestive system, all going to fail. So don't you see they are promoting natural products these days, such as these made by PharmChem Labs? But the process, they process the ingredients and it makes them a drug. They're promoting natural products, but the way they process it makes them drugs. So when they are done with the processing of their ingredients, they're anything but natural. PharmChem's motto is, quote, we make ingredients work, end of quote. Real ingredients don't need to be made to work. They just work. Now, these companies do the same thing pharmaceutical plants do. They isolate plant compounds, and they make exclusive products. Actually, the president of PharmChem Laboratories, David Holmes, received a warning letter from the FDA in 2004 that their Phase 3 products were not dietary supplements but were considered pharmaceutical drugs. Oops. Now, that's what you get when you try to fit a round peg of organic nutrition into a square hole of scientific processing. That's what you get. Now, I want to look at some of the stats for us taking responsibility as a nation here. Let's look at America. Now, I find it real interesting that in the 1995 survey that was done, that's 1995, it was a survey done by the American Dietetic Association, known as the ADA. They reported that 35% of Americans said that they were doing everything they could to lose weight and to eat healthier. Now, you remember 1995. That's when there were fewer overweight and obese Americans, right? Well, I want you to skip ahead to 2010, and the ADA survey of 2010 has 49% of Americans saying that they are doing everything they can to lose weight and eat healthier. Half of the, America is overweight and obese. So these statistics alone speak kind of volumes that it says that half of the people in America don't think they have a health crisis. Even when health reports tell them that just 10 extra pounds increase the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and organ failure, kidneys, and gallbladder, they don't act, or if they do anything, they take drugs disguised as supplements like Phase 3 products to fix it. Now, these people know that change is necessary, but they don't want to make it. They just don't want to make the change. Now, you have seen the weight loss reality TV shows out there, you know, Dr. Oz, where overweight people claim they've tried everything and they still can't lose weight. Now, if you have a diabetes condition, that could be the cause, and you don't know you have diabetes. And so then you got to deal with diabetes first. But most people say that they've done everything, they can't lose weight, and usually it's because they don't decide to make the healthy lifestyle permanent. They are actually permanently undecided about lifestyle change, and indecision is a decision, and it's the wrong one. So nothing can replace good old-fashioned willpower, regular exercise, and eating more fruits and vegetables. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. You know, I didn't design the universe, but that's basically what works. So what category are you in? Because according to the American Dietetic Association, they divided those that they surveyed into three categories. Those who are very aware of health, they eat right, they exercise, they're fit, they're not overweight, they were placed in the category labeled, I'm already doing it. Okay, that's the category they were in. Now, those who know what is right to do, you know, in order to maintain good health and are doing some exercise and are doing more to eat right are in the category known as, I know I should. And, of course, the last category are the folks who know what they need to do to improve overall health and to maintain a healthy weight, but this is not a priority for them, and they're not taking any action to achieve these goals, and they're in the group called Don't Bother Me. Okay? So I didn't put these categories together, I swear. This is the American Dietetic Association that did that. So what is really scary, though, is that half of the people in the 2010 ADA survey felt that they were already doing enough to accomplish a healthy change. So the Don't Bother Me bunch, they made up 23% of the survey in 1995, but made up 40% in 2010. See that trend there? People kind of giving up. So they're not taking responsibility. And this is what happens when Americans get their health information from TV and shows like Dr. Oz. You know, I lost all respect for that guy when during the bird flu pandemic, he went on and encouraged people on morning news to get their shots. But when they asked him if he and his family had been vaccinated, he said no. So what Americans need is pretty much a kick in the pants to quit whining about how hard it is to be healthy. Is it hard to brush your teeth? Well, at first it might have been, but now it's a habit, right? So making those healthy changes at first may seem hard, but you've got to make them a habit. Habits don't have to be boring, expensive, oppressive, or restrictive. You're smart. You can make it an adventure, and you can make it fun. The rewards are going to keep you in the game. So before you know it, you have taken responsibility, and you're not complaining, but you are maintaining a healthy lifestyle. It's a way of life. It's not a diet, right? I want you to look, because if you want to add supplements to your new adventure, you want to demand that they are whole food products from start to finish. I call these real supplements because they won't be fortified with synthetic or isolated ingredients. They won't have fillers. They won't have isolated photochemicals or flavoring, and they won't be processed with heat. So all that does is create a drug, and you might as well just buy gummy bear candy and eat that. Well, actually, there's a company came out with an adult supplement in gummy bear form called Hero Nutritional Yummy Bears and Little Critter Gummy Bear Vitamins for adults and kids. Now, these products have organic ingredients, but they also contain sugar syrup, fortified vitamin C, flavoring, and wax coating. So if you feel that this kind of supplement is better than taking nothing at all, it really means you haven't done your homework. That's what that means. So the less that is done to an organic source, the less processing, the more nutrition it's going to contain. So just because it says organic doesn't mean it's still organic by the time you pop it in your mouth. Well, you know, you may need some help, because helping you with the first step to take responsibility and helping you to realize that you are more powerful than you think you are at improving your health is basically what the folks at Apothecary Herbs have been doing for over 10 years. So taking responsibility is a little less stressful when you have someone there to hold your hand, right? Hold your hand a little bit, encourage you, help you understand. So Apothecary Herbs, they have whole food herb formulas in liquid and powdered form, and that's for the fast and easy digestion. It will also give your system the boost of nutrition that it's needing. So you can call for a free product catalog, or you can ask about their organ cleansing and immune boosting formulas for the cold and flu season. So the peak season for flu is January through April, with February being the very worst month. Okay? So pick up a pandemic kit at Apothecary Herbs. It's for just about any cold or flu bug imaginable, and you'll get over it in 2 to 3 days. That's it. So if you are stocking up on heart formulas, calcium products, superfoods, check out. They opened a new area of their website called the Vitamin Vault. You can save on quantities of 4, 6, 12, and 24. So volume discounts if you're stocking up, and the products have shelf life of 5, 10 years and more. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call. Ask for a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. Now, that's a toll-free 24/7 number, and you can always speak to somebody live with a pulse, which is nice. Or you can just leave a voicemail, whichever you want to do. But it's 866-229-3663. Their online store, the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Hey, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It is. It's a learning curve, but once you get in there doing it, you get confidence, and then you go, this is the world's best-kept secret. It is. Herbs, God's herbs are here for the service of man. They are your original medicine foods. You self-medicate every day when you eat. So hopefully you're eating some whole food sources that are going to strengthen you, not weaken you. And, of course, prescription drugs are not cures. They're crutches, and they definitely weaken you and make your system dependent. So do the other thing. Do the wise thing. Do the other thing that makes you independent of that stuff, and it's going to save you in the long run. It really will. Okay, and don't forget their Power Herbs book. If you really want to learn about 13 herbs, your medicine cabinet should have. Pick up the Power Herbs book. It's a PDF download, 400 pages with an herb symptom reference guide, but it is an eye-opener just to learn, you know, the proper order for organ cleansing, the health benefits of real sun-dried salt, how to make your own herbal products. All that is in there, plus a lot of herb secrets, and it's just $14.99. PDF download, so you have to order it on the website, and they send it to you via email, and you put it on your computer, and you have it. Now, if you want the printable version, mention that when you order it, that you want the printable version, and they'll send that to you as well. So get the information that's really going to benefit you in the long run. Great gift for the holiday season as well, the gift of health, obviously. And, of course, the pandemic kits are there, and the Power Herb kits are there, and your organ cleansing kits in packages for men and women are there. So you've got tools, and you've got information, and you've got a company with a money-back guarantee and product support to answer questions if you have those or concerns along the way. You can't get any better than that. You really can't. So thepowerherbs.com, toll-free number once again, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And I'm going to have to save my arthritis topic, I think, until next time, because when we come back from this break, we are going to be talking with John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group out in Colorado, and he's going to help us figure out some natural ways to deal with vision issues. We got to take a break. Be right back.
Into the original medicine. herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Double O 7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we have with us John Monroe, works with Dr. Banker's Group out of Colorado. He's been here on the show before, but he's back to empower us with some natural ways to improve vision. Now, Dr. Banker, MD, ophthalmologist, a general practitioner, I believe now deceased, but her company is there, and Dr. Banker's Home Study Vision Improvement Self-Help Vision Care Program is available, and that's what John goes around the country instructing and teaching. He's a wellness expert on vision. Welcome back to the show, John. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. It's all about empowerment for our listeners, and we've talked before about vision issues, and it's very much a concern, especially as we get older. I know I get a lot of questions on how to reverse, you know, vision problems, nearsighted, farsighted, macular degeneration. So I know you've got a protocol, you've got a instruction manual that you go around the country and you do a lot of seminars on, and so so what can be done, basically, to improve our vision issues?
Well, Dr. Banker, she developed the Self-Help Vision Care Kit, and it's a program you can use at home and improve your eyesight, learn how glasses are letting your vision get worse and the problems they cause after using for a while, different eye diseases and other eye problems. And basically how they're letting your vision get worse and what they can do to you. They help the symptom of not being able to see, but they don't go to the real causes of the problem like Dr. Banker did with her research and studies on eye problems and eye diseases. For 25 years, she studied and worked with people in her clinic on these problems. And she developed the kit for people to work with at home. And you can improve nearsightedness, farsightedness, presbyopia, that's trouble reading small print, lazy eye, crossed eye, amblyopia, improved night vision, just floaters, you can help reattach those little black things floating around your visual field. So there's a lot of things you can work on with this kit, and it's pretty amazing how she put this all together for everybody.
Well, and you said this is pretty much user-friendly. They can do this in the privacy of their home. Now, do they have to learn how to use it at a seminar, or is there something? Is this something they could just get in the mail from your group?
Well, we do people order them, and we send them to people all over the country. We send them to people in Canada and Greenland and London and just all kind of countries, Australia. But mostly the United States is where we sell them. And people can use this at home and learn how to do it. I do a follow-up. When they get the kit, they can call me, and we go over it and things they can do with it. And they can always call me if they have any problems with it. And then I also do seminars. I've been doing, well, they're actually workshops that I do. And I've been doing them every few months out in San Francisco and in New York City. And I'm looking at some other places to start doing more workshops, maybe L.A., Chicago, you know, Seattle, different places.
So tell us, John, when is the next one scheduled? Have you got one on the schedule?
I have one scheduled for November 12th, and that's in New York City in Midtown. And we're doing that at the Hotel Pennsylvania. It's right across the street from Madison Square Garden, Penn Station.
Right.
There on 7th.
Know it well. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
okay.
That workshop's coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. So if anybody wanted to go to that, they could always give us a call.
Well, okay, so how long is the workshop?
It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we do take a break for lunch from 1 to 2, and they have a nice meeting room there at the Hotel Pennsylvania. It holds up to, like, 35 people, classroom style. It's only put, like, two people per table, so it's a nice setup, and it's a great workshop. You get your vision improvement kit, and then the whole day we spend working on it and showing you how to do everything in it and answering all your questions. And we talk about different Chinese herbal medicines and other supplements and other things we do for other eye diseases and other problems people have.
So can you tell us briefly a little bit of what's in the kit?
Well, there's a manual in the kit. It's 8.5 by 11. It's an inch thick. It's spiral bound. It's put together very well, very comprehensive. It's kind of like a repair manual for your car. it's for the eyes. And there's a little package in there that has a DVD in it on natural vision improvement with Dr. Banker explaining what you're doing with this and tips on it. And it's an hour video that she put in there. And then there's four CDs that come with it. One of them's on how glasses may be harmful for your eyes, and she explains how glasses let your vision get worse, why your prescriptions get stronger, why you get astigmatisms, and how to get rid of them, and just all these things that glasses can do over the years using them to your eyes. And
well, let me ask you, what if somebody, medically considered blind and they can't read the manual, what then?
Well, then they need to get someone to help them.
Okay. You don't have everything. You don't have the manual on audio.
No, we don't.
Okay.
But basically, you see, if someone was totally blind, they'd have a hard time doing the exercises because there are diagrams that you look at and charts that you work with, and you do different things with this. So it'd be kind of hard for a blind person to do it, but.
Okay. Now, if somebody out there listening now wants to go to the seminar you have coming up November 12th in New York City, they can just give you a call or go to Dr. Banker's website?
Yeah, our website is drbanker.com. That's drbanker.com. And my office number here, I'm in Boulder, Colorado, and the office number here is 303-494-4532.
Okay.
And the number is also on our website at drbanker.com. That's just drbanker.com.
Right. There is a link on the powerherbs.com website on the homepage under What's New there with John's name. So the link's there to get John over to Dr. Banker's website, so you can click that and get on over there.
And if people are in San Francisco or L.A., Chicago, Seattle, and, some of the other major cities, we might do something in Omaha, Nebraska. We do them occasionally in like Houston, Texas, different parts of the country, so.
Well, let me ask you, I know that in your workshops and in your advice for improving vision, and some, a lot of times, when the eye is misshapen, it gives us our vision problems. So you do things with pressure points, I hear.
Right, yeah, acupressure points around the face and the body. There's a whole chapter in the book on acupressure points you can work on. And we actually have these little acupressure lights that we make, and they're about the size of a cigarette, maybe a little bigger, but one puts out a blue light and one puts out a red light. And the blue light, there's certain pressure points, acupressure points, you can put it over around on your face, and it helps loosen the outer eye muscles up. That they're the ones that tighten up and change the shape of the eye and cause near and far sightedness. So the outer eye muscles, there's six of them. And then there's a red light, and you can actually use different pressure points on the face and tighten up muscles, the outer eye muscles. So, like if someone has a lazy eye, they can loosen up certain muscles and tighten up other ones to straighten their eye out.
Interesting. Okay, so
incredible.
Yeah, and I know your recommendations are to improve. Now, Christopher, herbalist that I studied at his school, he was a big proponent of getting more circulation to the eye, and I think you do that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so improving circulation is going to bring in nutrition, take away toxicity.
Well, that's where people have a lot of problems, retinal problems, like macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, retinitis pigmentosa. Those can be affected by poor circulation of blood and oxygen into the retina through the small blood vessels in the retina. They're probably the smallest blood vessel in the body. They're the size of a human hair, and they bring blood, oxygen, and nutrition into your retina, the tissue in the retina. That's the inner lining of the eye, the retina. And it's about the thickness of tissue paper, the retina. It's not very thick tissue.
Yeah, so when they do
good blood circulation to the tissue, the cells can start dying and swelling up.
Right. So when they do that surgery to reattach a retina, and you say that's tissue thin.
It's very delicate.
Yeah.
That's something you don't want to have is a detached retina.
No.
Retinal tear.
I don't plan to have one. Thanks.
If people get too nearsighted or too farsighted, if they get up to around a -8 or higher, we find a lot of those people are having retinal tears and retinal detachment and floaters developing. because, you know, the higher your prescription gets when you're nearsighted or farsighted, that means your egg is becoming more and more elongated. It's becoming more egg-shaped because the muscles are squeezing and pushing on it and changing the shape of the eye. So if it gets too elongated, the inner lining of the eye, the retina, can actually tear or detach. And then there's vitreous gel that sits on top of the retina. It's like Vaseline. It's like a coating of it. And that stuff can, when your eye gets too elongated, that can break off and float around. You'll see a little black hair, a little black dot in your visual field. That's called a floater. So you can get those too, and from being too nearsighted or farsighted.
Well, now I know you promote some eye exercises, which people can do just any time to improve vision. Is this basically just to strengthen the muscles around the eye?
Yeah, there's different exercises for the nearsighted and farsightedness. There's different ones for the presbyopia, that's trouble reading small print. There's a whole chapter in there on diet, nutrition, supplements, herbs, vitamins, the good foods for the eyes, the bad foods.
Well, if someone called you up and says, you know, I'm very nearsighted. I've been nearsighted all my life, you know. You know, wore contact lenses but can't do that anymore. Now I'm wearing glasses. So basically, if someone was nearsighted, what's wrong with the muscles around that eye?
They sound like they're a minus eight or something. The outer eye muscles are just tight, and they tighten up and hold tension. They're the only muscle in the body that actually holds tension like these. And they'll tighten up and start changing the shape of the eye, and you'll get a certain prescription. Then they can tighten up more a few years later, and your vision gets worse, and you need a stronger prescription in your lenses. So as they keep tightening up over time, your prescriptions get stronger because they tighten up and they hold the tension and change the shape of the eye.
Now, let me ask you, your years of doing this, John, do you see any correlation between people with certain personalities and correlating with certain vision issues?
Well, you know, there's some people that are really into working on, you know, staying in shape and taking care of themselves. There's other people that just aren't that interested, you know.
Well, I was looking at more of an emotional issue, you know, people that are, I guess, you know, personalities or something.
There's people that I see that are near farsighted. They're kind of either angry or emotionally upset or, you know, they're having other issues with something. They can be narrow-minded. But a lot of people like that, I find, are more nearsighted. And then people with trouble reading small print, that's basically from the way they read. You know, they stare at what they're reading one distance from their eye. They'll hold the book up, you know, 8 inches from their eye and read it and just sit there and stare at it. And that's what damages the muscle inside of the eye that goes around your lens. And the lens is behind your pupil and iris, and there's a muscle all the way around that lens. So when you sit and read something, your brain sends a signal to the ciliary body. That's the name of the muscle around the lens. And that lens will tighten up around it. The muscle tightens up around the lens, and it causes the lens to bulge out to focus. And it's a focusing mechanism inside your eye. And when you stare at what you're reading, that muscle tightens up the focus, and then it gets stuck there. And you might sit there and read like that for half an hour, and the muscle tightens up the focus, and it just stays like that. And that's what damages the muscle inside of the eye that you read with and helps you read. Because, you know, if you held some books out in your arm for a little while, your arm muscles are going to get tired and sore. And the same thing happens to that muscle when it tightens up and gets stuck there. So the Chinese, what Dr. Banker learned from them is when they read, every few minutes they'll push the book out a couple inches. And they'll read it for a few minutes, and then they bring the book in a couple inches. And they read it for a few minutes, and they'll push the book out again. And every time you move the book in or out, that muscle has to move to refocus.
Mm.
It doesn't get stuck there, tightened up like that.
Well,
and,
go ahead.
So when you do that, if you just don't stare at what you're reading or working on up close, you know, move your head back a few inches and, you know, read it or work on whatever you're doing, move your head forward a few inches, stop, maybe look off to the distance. That really helps that muscle keep from, you know, being damaged by staring at everything.
Okay, well, good to know. Well, just like, you know, we were just asking you about certain personalities and vision issues,
right.
What can you tell us about certain foods contributing to vision problems?
Well, you know, alcohol is real bad for dehydrating the eye. It affects the liver. The liver makes vitamin A, and the eyes use the most vitamin A of any other part of the body. So, you know, alcohol is real rough. Cigarettes, the ones with all the chemicals in them, they're not good for your eyes. Your eyes are very sensitive to everything you're doing. You know, they're like a thermometer of the body. Because they're not very thick, the tissue of the eyes may be, you know, a few millimeters thick. It's not that thick. And it's real sensitive to a lot of things. Like coffee and regular iced tea have tannic acid in them. It's not just the caffeine that's bad. The tannic acid constricts blood vessels in the retina and the rest of your body, makes them tighten up, and it decreases your blood circulation. And coffee and tea have tannic acid in it, so that's not good for your blood circulation to the eye. That's a big problem with macular degeneration, you know, poor blood circulation. Animal fats, blood cell clumping is another problem people have that cut down their circulation. So, you know, there are a lot of dietary things you're doing that are bad for the eyes. Artificial sweeteners are full of methyl alcohol and aspartame, and the methyl alcohol is real bad for the retina and the optic nerve. So, I mean,
okay.
There's just a lot of things people do that, you know, they should watch out for.
Well, what about dairy products?
Well, dairy, you're getting into animal fats, and animal fats cause plaque buildup and calcium buildup in the blood vessels. And it can also, animal fats can cause your red blood cells to clump together. It's called blood cell aggregation, and your red blood cells, they stick together like a roll of quarters and a roll of coins. You know, all your blood cells kind of stick together, and then you got this big, huge thing, and it can't fit through the little blood vessels and the capillaries. You know, the blood cell clumping isn't good to have. So
well, yeah,
animal fats are a big, you know,
big problem.
They cause that also.
Well, you know, the thing is about dairy, it causes a lot of mucus in the body, and
right.
I know Dr. Christopher said it's very bad for the eyes.
You know, if you drink a glass of milk, it has the same animal fat in it as a piece of steak or something, you know.
Yeah.
So dairy, you know, cheese and milk and cottage cheese and all that, yogurt.
Well, actually, cheese contains 10 times the amount that a glass of milk has.
A lot more animal fat in there.
Yep, very concentrated, very, very bad.
Very,
I mean,
fattening.
I got off of dairy, my goodness, back in the 90s, and I'm so glad I did, and I got off a lot of foods back then, and have improved health, and haven't had any of those issues that I used to have.
The raw organic plant-based diet is really good. You can, you know, do a lot with that. There's a lot of recipes and things you can do, and I mean, you can have a little meat here and there. I heard that turkey and chicken and, you know, fowl that you buy at the conventional grocery store, they feed those things arsenic to kill the parasites in them. And then
I know, and then you're probably getting some of that byproduct, aren't you?
Arsenic, you can't clean that out of your body, any kind of detox or anything. Once you get arsenic in you, it's in there.
I understand. I do. Now, you do some work with the lenses of the eye. You call it reduction work?
Yeah, as your CR program, it depends on how strong your prescription is, on how long it's going to take, you know, to work your way out of the glasses. The stronger the prescription, the more time it takes than someone has a lesser prescription. And as your vision improves, you have to reduce the prescription in your glasses. People with a prescription of maybe 1.50, maybe 2.0 or lower, they probably won't have to go through too much lens reduction. Someone that's a minus 8 in each eye, they're going to have to go through more reduction of the lens. But basically, when you can see the 20/20 line on the eye chart, No problem. You can see it just fine with your glasses. And it's time to reduce the prescription about a half to a whole diopter. And then when you put on the new glasses, you'll probably only read the 20/30 line, you know, a couple lines up the eye chart. And then as you work with the eye exercises and the program, pretty soon, hey, I'm reading the 20/20 line again, no problem. Then it's time to reduce the prescription again. And you just keep doing that until you've worked your way out of the glasses.
Well, tell us then, you know, roughly, I know it's probably different for many different folks, but roughly how long would it take, do you think, to work your way through and be glasses free?
Well, to run through mostly all the exercises, do the acupressure and other things in there, probably a half an hour.
No, I mean, really, you can throw away your glasses in a day?
No, I mean, a half an hour a day it would take to run through the program.
Oh, okay.
You know, you sit down for a half hour and work with it, and some people can do that twice a day. But if you're a minus 1.0 nearsightedness, you could probably clear that up in maybe a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a minus 3.0 nearsighted, it might take you 3 months. You know, someone that's minus 8, it might take them a year.
Now, when people do your program here, do they ever tell you things come out of the eye? You know, kind of, you know, an exodus of things?
Well, I had a girl call me Tuesday, and she's in Iowa. And 2 years ago, she got a kit from us and some Chinese herb that we use, herbal medicine for the people with glaucoma. And she worked with the kit and did all this. And she said her pressures in her eye went from 17 and 18 down to 10 and 11. And her vision improved. She got rid of her reading glasses. And she's fine now. She was calling to see if I was still here and wanted to have a friend of hers call me.
Oh.
And
now
her
you
friend
say
did
you
call
use
me. Her friend's
you
down
say
in
you
Fort
use
Lauderdale.
Some herbs. You use some circulatory herbs, too, I think, like rosemary and...
Yeah, I was talking with you earlier about rosemary leaf extract. And, you know, you put a few drops under your tongue a few times a day. And we've seen this start helping optic nerve damage. It helps neurological tissue to rejuvenate. And that's what the optic nerve is. And people with glaucoma, a lot of them get optic nerve damage. So the rosemary leaf extract is good for that. And another thing we checked out is lion's mane mushroom extract is also good for neurological tissue. And
I bet you when you look at these chemically, you'll see that they contain a lot of natural vitamin B, which support nerve function.
Right. All the vitamin Bs. Nutritional yeast is pretty good, too, to get all your
vitamins.
Yeah.
You can throw that on your cereal, throw it in a smoothie, you won't know it's there. Well, John, we're almost out of time. I want to remind people that your link is on our homepage at thepowerherbs.com. If you need to contact John Monroe, especially to get a kit or sign up for his seminar, it's 303, any of his workshops, 303-494-4532. That's in Colorado, 303-494-4532. And his workshop is going to be November 12th in New York City. So give John a call and improve your vision and get out there and see the world a whole new light. Right, John?
All right, yeah. And any questions, need any help, just give us a call. And drbanker.com is the website.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
All right,
you've
Wendy.
Been a delight. Thank you, John. You take
All
care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're out of time, but, you know, don't go anywhere because coming up next, Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. And until next time, I wish you all to be well.